we're going to read together from God's Word, and we're going to read from the book of Exodus, from Exodus chapter 24, beginning to read at the 12th verse. Exodus chapter 24, beginning to read at verse 12. If you want to follow it in the Pew Bibles, it's on page 82 of the Pew Bibles, or thereabouts, I think, about page 82. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and commands I have written for their instruction." Then Moses set out with Joshua his assistant, and Moses went up on the mountain of God. He said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them." When Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. For 6 days the cloud covered the mountains, and on the seventh day the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain. Then Moses entered the cloud as he went up on the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain about 40 days and 40 nights. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can offer you our praise. We thank you for all that you give us. We thank you for your written word. We pray, Lord, that you would now take the spoken word and that it would be transformed into a living word. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. For those of you that have children, you may remember times whenever you've had to leave home for some particular reason. Maybe you've had to go away for a few days, maybe not. But usually, if it's anything like our house was when we were growing up, when we left, or when Mum and Dad left to go somewhere, they always left someone in charge. And I'm sure it was the same in your house. There was always someone left who was in control. And when we were younger, my mum and dad had a dance band. And they always had a babysitter, and it was a neighbour who came in and looked after Peter and myself when we were growing up. And every time, without fail, when mum and dad were leaving the house, it was usually mum, for she was the disciplinarian. Isn't that funny? There's always at least one of the parents is the one that was the disciplinarian. Dad, yes, we had a fear of dad in a respectful sort of way. Mum, we feared her. But there was, Mum always would have said, "Now be good and do what Arlene tells you to do." And if you didn't, you knew what was going to happen if Arlene happened to tell. I remember one instance, I'm going down memory lane now, but I remember one instance when Arlene was left in charge, and it was a beautiful summer's evening, I'll never forget it. And you know that little saying, "Be sure your sins will find you out." Well, Arlene was left to look after us. And bedtime on a Saturday night in the Lennox household was 10 o'clock. She had to go to bed at 10 o'clock. And Arlene had her friend who often came over, another neighbour, Burl, would have often come in and sat, and they would have watched movies or whatever together. But this particular night, they wanted us to go to bed early so that they could watch this movie. And I don't know whether a boyfriend may have been involved in it at that stage or not. I was in bed usually when those things happened. But anyway, Arlene was a very responsible girl, I must say. But anyway, she changed the clocks. And instead of it being 10 o'clock, it was actually 9 o'clock. She put them forward an hour. And at about a quarter to 10, as we thought, she said, "Right, boys, it's time to get ready to go to bed." And we went and very reluctantly couldn't believe that it was bedtime already and got ourselves ready for bed. And Peter's 6 years older than me, so he was allowed to stay up 15 minutes more. Like, I mean, it wasn't an awful lot, really, when you think about it. So I had to go to bed dead on 10. Peter had to come at 10:15. And just at as I thought, 10 o'clock, Arlene said, "Right, Mark, it's 10 o'clock, off you go to bed." What happened? The 9 o'clock news come on TV. "Be sure your sins will find you out." Why do I tell you all that? I could tell you many more stories of our babysitter, and I might do it another time. But in verse 14 of this passage, we see that Moses and Joshua set out to go up the mountain to meet with God. But he did something rather remarkable. In verse 14, he said to the elders, we're told. He said to the people of the community something profound. He said, wait here until we come back. Now, that's technically what my mum and dad were doing every Saturday night or every Friday night when they were going out in the band. They were saying to Peter and me, you wait at home and we'll be back. But in a similar suit, Moses did what my parents used to do with Arlene. When they would have said, now Mark and Peter, behave yourselves. Do what Arlene tells you. Moses says, Aaron and Hur are here with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them. Moses was, in essence, marking out who was left in charge. He was saying, these are the people that you need to look to. And in church, you know, we have these fantastic ceremonies whenever a new rector comes to a parish. You have, like what was here with me 4.5 years ago, the service of installation of priest in charge, where ceremonially I am presented to the whole congregation. I'm taken to the different points which show different significances within the ministry. But really what that is all about is about the bishop, who is the head of the church in this diocese under Christ. He's what's known as the under-shepherd, saying to everybody in the church, I'm now going to leave you, but I'm leaving you with this person. And they are the one who you're to look to for the remainder of the ministry here in this church. And so it's of spiritual significance. And in parenting classes, not that I know very much about parenting, could write it on a postage stamp, but we read in parenting classes that it's something of significance for the parents to actually point out to the child who's in charge. So whenever my brother and sister-in-law, if they ever go away for an overnight, which doesn't happen very often, and the boys are coming to stay with me, Heather and Peter will always say, boys, do as Uncle Mark tells you. He's in charge. It's a spiritual thing as well as just a normal thing to do. It's about pointing out to the seen and the unseen who is in control, who is the spiritual head of a community or of a family. And so after this, Moses and Joshua went up the mountain, and the mountain covered over with cloud. And there they waited, we're told, to wait for a set time. We're told that they waited for 6 days. We see it in verse 16. It says, and they waited there for 6 days without anything happening. For all we know, they just sat there. They maybe prayed. I'm not sure what they did, but they were there for 6 days. That to me speaks of creation. It speaks of the creation narratives that we read about in Genesis chapter 1, and how that the Lord created the world in 6 days. I don't think they just sat there. Now I'm reading between the lines and I'm adding my own interpretation to it, but I think they actually were hard at work. I think that they were working and praising the Lord. They were working and praying with the Lord. They were working and preparing themselves to meet with the Lord. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. And then on the seventh day, we're told in verse 16, the seventh day the Lord called them from within the cloud. The Lord said, now's time to come. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Lord met with Moses and with Aaron in this cloud. And we're told that the Israelites, in verse 17, that the Israelites, when they were still down below, looking up at this mountain, like us being down here, looking up at the top of Erigo, and how that they saw this cloud, but to them it looked like consuming fire. But yet they knew it wasn't a fire that was going to destroy Moses and Joshua, but was actually going to do something significant. Fire in the Bible can represent two things. It can either represent God's judgment, or it can represent the presence of God. And in this instance, it represents the presence of God. Because when Moses entered into the cloud, as he went up the mountain, we see it in verse 18, he stayed on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. He stayed there for a period of time to meet with the Lord. Why is this all significant? What's the purpose of it? Why is it in the scriptures? Is it just a story to tell us what happened? Well, I think it's more than that. I think it's to teach us valuable lessons. Number one, it's to teach us that there is spiritual headship. And if we are that spiritual head, then we make sure that someone else is left in charge whenever we leave. Those of you that were here this morning heard me say that while I'm away, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the one in charge is the Reverend Adam Pullen. But also, it teaches us that sometimes we have to wait in the Lord. Moses and Joshua had to wait 6 days before the Lord called them. But I don't think they just sat about in that 6 days. I think they prepared themselves to meet with the Lord. And thirdly, a good Presbyterian sermon, 3 points. And thirdly, when they did meet with the Lord, it was transforming. Transforming. Moses entered the cloud, and he stayed there 40 days and 40 nights. Lent begins on Wednesday. Ash Wednesday begins that period, 40 days and 40 nights in the build-up to Easter. And I know we've said it before, and I'll say it again, that when you count from Ash Wednesday to Easter Sunday, you actually have 46 days. And the reason for that is that you can have a rest on the Sabbath. You can break Lent and fast on a Sunday because it is the day of resurrection. We celebrate the resurrection every Sunday. But in those days in between, we should be spending 6 out of 7 days preparing ourselves to meet with the Lord. And we should be spending 40 days and 40 nights preparing ourselves spiritually, that as we celebrate his resurrection, we await for his return to resurrect us. I hope that all makes sense. My own thoughts, sharing a few thoughts with you from the book of Exodus.